Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this very first show of 2015, we're going to hit the bottle, celebrate the birthdays of James Melton and the state of Georgia, have an unsegment, and make some changes. Last week, longtime faithful listener Ted shared a video of one of the most unusual yet entertaining musical groups I've ever heard, the St. Luke's Bottle Band. They're members of St. Luke's Methodist Church in Park Ridge, Illinois, have been around for 26 years, and as the name says, they play bottles. I don't know how I missed it, but they've appeared twice on The Late Show with David Letterman in addition to numerous other radio and TV shows and public performances. There are lots of videos on YouTube, and I encourage you to check them out. So, with thanks to listener Ted for bringing the St. Luke's Bottle Band to my attention, we're going to start off the show by hitting the bottle. Here's Dick Juergens.
It was only an old beer bottle a-floatin' on the foam. It was only an old beer bottle a million miles from home. Inside was a piece of paper these words were written on. Now whoever finds this bottle will find the beer all gone.
It was only an old beer bottle a-floating on the pole. It is only an old beer bottle a million miles from home. Inside was a piece of paper these words were written on. Whoever finds this bottle will find the beer all gone.
Sitting on the shelf. Nine little bottles sitting on the shelf. Eight little bottles sitting on the shelf.
Seven little bottles are sitting on the shelf. Six little bottles sitting on the shelf. Oh my. Five little bottles.
Four little bottles. My little bottle, there's no... Wait a minute, quit pushing me now. Wait a minute. Who's drunk? Who's drunk? Oh, smart guy, huh? Give me the manager. Oh, so you're the manager, huh? Well, you can't pull me out of here. I'm an American citizen, you see, I got my rights. You can't pull me out of here now.
Oh, yeah?
By golly, he did.
Thank you. bought myself a bottle of ink, I bought myself a pen, and after that, well, what do you think, I sat down there and then. But when I tried to write what I'd been thinking all the day, hey-ho, what am I going to say? I bought myself a blotting pad in case I made a smudge. Although my heart was beating fast, my hand refused to budge. And then I said, by jingo, like the nib, I am a jade. Hey-ho, what am I going to say? Once again to write that letter, I tried, but in vain. Then, just in a flash, it seemed an inspiration came. I grabbed hold of the bottle of ink, I grabbed hold of the pen, and after that, well, what do you think? I sat down there and then. I wrote of life's ambition in a simple word or two. Hey-ho, darling, I do love you.
Thank you. glass of gin.
With King Oliver on cornet and Eddie Lang on guitar, that was Clarence Williams and his Novelty 4 with In the Bottle Blues. The percussionist playing the bottle on that November 23, 1928 recording may have been Justin Ring. In the Bottle Blues is credited to Lang, Oliver, and Williams. Before that, it was Prince Albert Hunt's Texas Ramblers with Blues in a Bottle, recorded in San Antonio, Texas, on March 28, 1928. The label of that OK-78 reads Blues in a Bottle, but the song was later recorded by Lightning Hopkins as Blues in the Bottle. Fiddler Archie Albert Hunt was born in Terrell, Texas in 1896 and played medicine shows and busked around Dallas, Texas. His entire recorded output comes from two sessions for OK in the late 1920s. In March of 1931, Hunt was attending a dance at Confederate Hall in Dallas with the wife of William M. Douglas, who shot him to death, claiming Hunt had broken up his marriage. Hunt died at Parkland Hospital, which is where President Kennedy also died. Alcohol isn't the only thing that comes in bottles, as evidenced by Brian Lawrence and his band and their October 11, 1934 recording of I Bought Myself a Bottle of Ink. Brian Lawrence provided the vocal, and I Bought Myself a Bottle of Ink was written by Arthur LeClerc, Tolchard Evans, and Ian Whitcomb's uncle, Stanley Damerel. We started off that bottle set with Dick Juergens and his orchestra, who may just have played It Was Only an Old Beer Bottle right here in Avalon in the Casino Ballroom. We heard his November 11, 1939 recording with Ronnie Kemper and chorus providing the vocal. And always remember, better to have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The three records in this next segment have nothing whatsoever to do with each other. I couldn't seem to put together a whole segment around any one of them, so I just put them together into what we'll call an unsegment, starting with the original Memphis Five. Thank you.
like heaven to me, and I long to be again. I'm going to hide away out beside the Utah Trail. Moonlight as bright as day, far out on that Utah Trail. There's where I'll settle down in the peace where all is still. In a little hut just built for two, tucked away in the heart of the hill.
Far out on that Utah trail.
The last time I played The Duck's Quack was back in 2012 by Kaplan's Melodists on an Edison Diamond disc. The Duck's Quack was evidently a fairly popular song since it was also recorded by the California Ramblers, the Cotton Pickers, and Frank Westfall's orchestra, which is the version we just heard, recorded on May 29, 1923. The Duck's Quack is one of a number of phrases from the 20s, such as the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas, the snake's hips, and the elephant's arches, all of which mean great or remarkable. The Duck's Quack was written by Hannibal McGuire, who also brought us Hot Dog, D-A-W-G, a Red Hot Foxtrot, which was recorded by Porter's Devils. And playing Mythbusters here for a second, it is not true that a duck's quack does not echo. Oh, and I played that, of course, because the University of Oregon Ducks won the Rose Bowl game the other day. Congratulations, Mish. The last time I played the Utah Trail was back in August of 2009, when I played a version by Milt Taggart's 11 Vagabonds of the Air. This time you heard it by Bob and Monty. Bob Palmer and Monty Hall, that is. Not that Monty Hall, the other one. Bob Palmer wrote the Utah Trail, and it was published by the Robert Palmer Publishing Company of Los Angeles in 1928. That Vocalion recording is from December of 1929. I don't usually pay attention to commercials on TV, but there's one for a car company playing now, which caught my ear the first time I heard it. The reason is the music bed for the commercial is the record which started off this segment, Fireworks, by the original Memphis Five, from a Vocalion 78 waxed July 13, 1929. The original Memphis Five was founded in 1917 by Phil Napoleon and Frank Signorelli, who had been a member of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. The OM5 also recorded under a number of other names, including Ladd's Black Aces, even though the group was white, Jazzbo's Carolina Serenaders, Bailey's Lucky Seven, the Southland Six, and the Cotton Pickers. Last week, January 2nd in 1788, marked the addition of Georgia as the fourth of the United States of America. It was named to honor King George II of England and is known as the Empire State of the South, or the Peach State. Georgia's state motto is Wisdom, Justice, and Moderation. I don't know how many other states have official state shells, but Georgia's state shell is the knobbed whelk.
What?
Well, Georgia borders the Atlantic Ocean, and a whelk is a large predatory marine gastropod mollusk, in other words, a sea snail. Georgia's state song is, not surprisingly, Georgia on My Mind, but I'm not going to play it in this Georgia set, which starts off with the Plantation Dance Orchestra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We started off our celebration of George's statehood with the Plantation Dance Orchestra, directed by Harry Raderman, and Lady Georgia from an Emerson 78 waxed around January 3, 1921. This Emerson studio band was formed in 1919 and was originally billed as Harry Raderman's Plantation Jazz Orchestra, and on other labels as the Regal Jazz Orchestra and the Carolina Syncopators. Next, it was Thomas Morris and his Seven Hot Babies with Georgia Grind. The vocalist on that August 17, 1926 Victor recording was Mike Jackson, who played piano in the band. We finished up with a late Isham Jones recording from July 16, 1934, just before he switched from Victor to Decca. That was Georgia Jubilee, written by Arthur Schutt and Benny Goodman. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, we corrected an injustice by giving Abe Ullman his own segment for the first time, and this week it's time to do the same for James Melton. James Wilburn Melton was born January 2, 1904, in Moultrie, Georgia. He enrolled at the University of Florida to study law, but also sang in the school dance orchestra, and after a couple of years transferred to the University of Georgia's School of Music. In 1927, he moved to New York and managed to get a job on the Roxy and His Gang radio program. This led to a Columbia recording contract and his joining the Revelers. Melton was popular on radio throughout the 30s and 40s and had a role with the Metropolitan Opera in 1942. Beginning in the mid-30s, he began serious collecting of antique automobiles, and he has not one but two stars on Hollywood Boulevard, one for his work on radio and one for recording. He died on April 21, 1961. Here are three from James Melton. Thank you.
the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away, take your happiness while you may. There indeed is the light of the moon. We sang a love song that ended to soon. The moon descended, and I found the break of dawn. Johanna's song had gone, but the melody lingered on.
Thank you.
James Melton with Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra, May 4th, 1928, and Do I Hear You Saying I Love You? That Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart song was written for the two-act musical comedy Present Arms, which takes place in Hawaii in the spring. It opened at Lou Field's Mansfield Theater on April 26, 1928, and until September 1st, you had 155 chances to see it. Before that, backed by the Columbia house band The Columbians, it was James Melton with Irving Berlin's The Song Is Ended, But the Melody Lingers On. That was a solo effort recorded November 28, 1927, but 4 days later, Melton sang it as part of the Revelers, who were identified on the label of the December 2, 1927 Victor recording as the Victor Salon Group. We began our birthday tribute to James Melton with a rather upbeat arrangement of In My Bouquet of Memories, played there by Ben Selvin and his orchestra on March 28, 1931. In My Bouquet of Memories was composed by Harry Axt with the lyrics by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
With the new year, a lot of people are looking to make changes. So for all of you New Year's resolution or commitment makers out there, here's a set of rapidly rotating records having to do with changes, beginning with Fats Waller.
My friend, I'm very sorry, but you have to move. I cannot stand you any longer until you pay me my 50 cents for last week. Yes. I love you all, you know, I love you all, yes, but you got to go. Ala Bando is your friend until you pay. Yes, that's it. You don't pay, huh? There's a change in the ocean, change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. Gonna change my way of living. That ain't enough. Gonna change the way that I strut my stuff. Gonna change my address where I'm living at. Gonna change my long tall one for a little short fat. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There's gonna be some changes made today. There's gonna be some changes made. Run into it, yeah. Put it on out there in the street, yeah. Put him on up. Yeah. Alabando say he can't stand him in no longer. I'm very sorry, my friend, but you have to go. Alabando wants his money. You got the 50 cents? No. Well, get on out.
Changes made, yes. things I once knew. Everything has changed but you. The old back roads, a highway of stone, a building of steel where roses once had grown. Smoky skies that used to be blue. Everything has changed but you. You're just as sweet as you were in the days that used to be. Each year that has passed brings you closer to me. When so-called friends are passing me by, you touch my hand and soon my tears are dry. In your eyes I see you're still true. Everything has changed but you.
We began that set of changes with Fats Waller and his rhythm, and there'll be some changes made from June 24, 1935. W. Benton Overstreet wrote the tune and Billy Higgins the words. That was followed by the British band of Teddy Joyce and his orchestra with the vocal by Jimmy Messini and Everything Has Changed But You. That Billy Hill composition was recorded on October 3, 1934. Teddy Joyce was actually a Canadian born in 1904 and was known as the Stick of Dynamite because of his elevated energy and enthusiasm. He fronted a successful band at the Kit Kat restaurant in the mid-30s, but in 1941, at the young age of 37, collapsed and died from a brain hemorrhage while on stage in Glasgow, Scotland. We finished up with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra recording in Chicago on November 23, 1927, and Changes, written by Walter Donaldson. The vocal was by Bing Crosby, with some help from Fulton, Gaylord, Young, Barris, and Rinker. Sounds like a law firm. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope that any changes for you in the new year are welcome and positive, and that one thing doesn't change, that you'll click in or tune in every Sunday evening at 6 for Rapidly Rotating Records. And of course, as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.